This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Michael, New Jersey.
My question is in regard to the inerrancy of Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I am having this struggle right now because most of the Bible teachers that I listen to believe in, you know, something called verbal plenary inspiration, you know, which would be the inspiration of the Scripture down to the very words, and that in the original manuscripts there's no errors scientifically, mathematically, anything like that. But I struggle because my mind tends to go to a different position that has also been held, I guess, by certain theologians like Karl Barth, that Scripture is completely inspired, but that some of it, when it comes to history or to certain scientific facts, can contain error in the original manuscripts.
Yeah, a couple of things here. First of all, if you look at the words of Peter, he says, above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation. For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. So the one thing we can say about the Bible is that it's fully divine and fully human, yet without error in its autographs. Which is to say, if God is God, and God is speaking through the personalities and proclivities of people, he is speaking truth through them. Therefore, if you read Peter and you read Moses, you'll find two different writing styles. Now, why would the Holy Spirit in that process communicate error through people? For example, Genesis, when you see a snake deceiving Eve, Moses, writing long after the creation event, is not intending to say Satan looks like a snake, Satan has physical characteristics, or snake has vocal cords. No, he is not telling us what Satan looks like. He's telling what Satan is like. Satan, of course, is non-corporeal, non-physical. So we have to understand the art and science of biblical interpretation, and then we're not going to come off and say, you know what, the Bible has some nice things to say, but overall it makes some pretty big errors. We'll say, whoa, my error was in that I didn't know how to read the Bible for all it's worth.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.